Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. And that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And coming up tomorrow, the beginning of ForkFest. It's finally here, June the 15th through the 18th. I say it's finally here, but I'm... Every time I think about it, I'm like, yeah, ForkFest! Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, again, that's... You know, it's the beginning of my prison sentence, effectively, and the two things are just permanently...
Not really, though.
No, but once as soon as ForkFest ends,
yeah.
Right, like, my prison sentence begins. So the two things are very much tied together in my head, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Have you smashed your countdown?
No, I just got it unplugged sitting
okay,
right now. But
I was going to ask the same thing.
It's down to, like, 12 days at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's... That's brutal.
Wait, did you turn it off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean...
Intentionally, or was it a coincidence?
Well, intentionally. I packed up everything that I owned and
yeah.
put it into boxes and moved them places.
I didn't know if it was for the reason of I don't want to look at the timer anymore, coincidence.
It was sitting on top of a bunch of studio equipment that got packed up, so now it's just sitting there off to the side waiting to be taken to the festival. And not intentionally, but, like... I could have plugged it back in, I guess, but, like, what would have been the point? I don't care about the thing because it's not like it actually matters, I've realized, because it's there. It's in my head whether I have the timer there to remind me about it or not. Like, I'm going to prison in 12 days. Like, a clock, I don't need a clock to remind me of that. It's perpetually on my mind, and it's devastating to think about some of this crap, right? Like, and it hits you at random moments, like just playing fetch with my dog, right? And just suddenly, oh yeah, just imagine that, you know, 2 weeks from now she's gonna be playing fetch with someone else and I'm not gonna be there. And she's like, where's my friend? And like, I'm not gonna be able to do anything about it. And things like that, they just randomly hit you and there's nothing you can do about it. And it sucks. One of the things I had them scale my hours down drastically at my job, and obviously I'm not working there at all at the moment, and it sucked seeing them have to deal with not having me there, because like I carried a lot of the burden, and suddenly I wasn't there to do that, and business plummeted as a result. Like, they're down about 20% simply because, as far as I can tell, they don't have me there to keep up with that volume, and it didn't take long for customers to realize that they no longer can keep up. But anyway. So that sucks, but I wanted to say, look, you know, just go ahead and keep scheduling me. It'll be fine, but...
But you're going to be gone eventually, so what's the point?
Right, that was exactly it. It's like, no matter how much I want to say, let's just keep going and deal with that in the future, like, that's here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to change. Like, Law Dog called last Wednesday, and it's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to prison. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's like, no, I literally am, you know?
Like, that bell has rung, and on June the 26th, it's ringing again, I'm going to prison.
You know, it's easy for a lot of these libertarian types to be, oh, no, you just have to do this. Like, why didn't you just do this, this, and this, and if, you know... It doesn't always work like that. In that case, he probably didn't realize that she was already sentenced. But this happens a lot where libertarian types will give you, like, legal advice and, oh, no, well, if you would have just done this, or, oh, no, you have a court case coming up, why don't you just do A, B, C, and D, and if the judge says this, you do this, and it's so much more complex than that, and I'm sure you had to deal with so much of that, just being surrounded in our community of people who,
like,
good meaning, too, like, they mean well. They they want to help you, but it's just certain things you can't understand unless you're going through it.
But the week I got arrested, there were people like coming by regularly to like give me legal advice and have me test out their legal theories and stuff like that. Like,
that's not what you need.
All you got to do is do this. I'm like, no, look, man, they're like, this worked in this traffic court. I'm like, dude, it worked in traffic court because it's not worth it for the judge to fight with you over that $55. I'm not going to be able to make the judge so frustrated that he just dismisses the charges here.
It's different.
The thing about the rules that they can figure out about court is that the first rule is always that the judge can break the rules at any time.
Yeah.
So... it's like you can figure out, I figured out the exact way to get around this. It doesn't matter if you do it perfectly.
And that's the thing, too. And, you know, people have said this, too, about, how to get around, how to, basically not pay taxes the legal way and all of the, you know, things you need to do that. But the truth of the matter is, it works sometimes, but it doesn't work 100% of the time.
It works unless you get on their radar, in which case none of it will work.
Well, no, people say they have this whole legal process
right.
of how
I
you
understand
can...
it, but,
yeah.
And Tom Woods asked me about this when I was on his show. He's like, well, why did they target you, but they didn't target some of these other people? I was like, well, it's just like these people who, you know, say don't pay your taxes, and they go 10 years without ever paying their taxes, but they only make $40,000 or $50,000 a year,
so
the IRS isn't paying attention to them in the first place. But you want to make $5 million a year and not pay your taxes, they're going to find out about you, and it's not going to. You can have all of those same legal theories and all of the same documents and arguments that this person, other person had. And it's just not going. The only reason it's working is because they're not on their radar.
Exactly.
Yeah. So somebody told us right at the beginning of the Crypto 6 stuff, like the first mistake the Crypto 6 did was hiring lawyers. It's like,
oh my, are you kidding me? And it's like, yeah,
I do love our community today.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
But it's so easy for people to say that when they're not going through it. And the truth of the matter is, I have no clue what I would have done if I was you, if I was in the situation that you were in. How am I? How am I to know that? So it's, easy for people on the outside to be like, oh, well, don't hire a lawyer. You are your own lawyer. You should have done all this. Do you really think that would have worked out better for you? I doubt it.
The only problem with the tax
thing... No. If for no other reason, you require the attorney to, be your guide through this process. If for no other reason.
Like, how do you know when to even put something in the, a motion? The state courts, Ian has had so much experience with it, from his friends or himself, that he basically knows all that stuff now, but federal is completely different, and none of us have experience with that.
No, and you've got to have an attorney at least to guide you through this stuff. And man, you want to get up there with your life on the line like this? Again, it's not traffic court. Right? Like your literal life is on the line here, and try some of these legal theories in federal court. Go for it. I didn't want to play that game.
Plus, even research your full-time job. Like, if you thought you could even figure it out.
Yeah, forget doing anything else. I mean, I'm just thinking of how, anxious and nervous I am when I, fight a speeding ticket. I'm sweating. I'm, dressed in my nicest clothes. I have my whole, I've been rehearsing what I'm going to say. It's just anything like that. It's, for me at least, it's very nerve-wracking sometimes.
Sure.
Going up in front of these people that are trying to, prosecute you. I couldn't imagine having it be something more serious than, a speeding ticket. I wouldn't be able to even present it. I wouldn't be able to have a written up. I wouldn't be able to read a statement or anything. I would be so nervous that I wouldn't be able to. So even for that reason alone,
I struggle with that as well, but it wasn't because I wasn't able to read. It was because I decided as the hearing was going on, my citizen hearing, that it stopped being about me 3 minutes in. And I realized that this isn't about me. This isn't about anything I did. This is about this attorney and this attorney. This is legal sophistry. Sophistry is all this is. It's them presenting nonsensical argument. They turned me into this vague concept, and they're talking about this concept, it's completely divorced from me and anything having to do with me, and I might be given 3 minutes in which to make my case, and that's so insane. They're putting me on trial, they're trying to put me in prison, and you might get 3 whole minutes to present your side of things, and at one point I tried to tell my attorney something that I felt was important while my attorney was talking, whatever, And the judge's like, just wait, you'll get your chance to talk. No, this is my chance to talk, damn it.
Yeah.
You're putting me in prison. This is my chance to talk. But that's not the way it works. You have to shut up and let your attorney talk to their attorney.
Yeah.
And then finally, at the end of all of that, by the grace of God, they'll give you 3 minutes to say your piece. And it better be wonderful. You better speak better than you've ever spoken in your life. And it's a complete travesty. I got angry because it is very frustrating
and
to have been told, no, we'll give you a minute to say what you want to say, but this is about me. Stop making it about this imaginary legal concept you've invented over here. That's not about that. It's about me. How dare you say that you'll give me a minute to say my piece? This is my piece. This whole thing is about me. And, you know, I realize the trolls in the Matrix are having fun with that. But, like, it was literally a sentencing hearing about me. So,
yeah.
So, within context. But they're going to clip that, and they're going to have a fun, and they're going to have fun with that. They're already doing it. I know they are. I wish I had said it.
You don't yell a whole lot. So.
And I definitely don't yell, it's all about me, or whatever it was that I said. But, like, the sentencing hearing was supposed to be.
It was literally about you.
It was supposed to be, but it wasn't. Instead, it was just about these fake, and I don't know how to describe it right now.
No, I think the way you described it earlier was pretty, like, a vague concept of you that is completely divorced from the actual you.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, that makes, being a witness, that makes perfect sense of what it was.
A great example is they tried to say that Aria's childhood has nothing to do with, like, Aria now. Like,
how can you even argue that? I mean,
anybody in the world, not in the world, anybody in, like, psychology would understand everybody's childhood has to do with how they are now.
Literally, if how much you were held as a baby and how long you cried for, you know, that affects who you are in your adult life. Whether you remember it or not, like, it all builds and creates who you are as a person. Things your mother did when you were in utero affects you.
Or stress she had.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean,
I didn't mean to get into that rant, though, because we do have callers on the line, so sorry about that. But 603-283-6160, but you're right. And I noticed that as well. They're like, you know, the people who, you know, this is relevant, Aria's sort of past is relevant to people who are, like, selling drugs and stuff. Like, no, you're glossing over the fact that me not selling drugs is an important thing. The fact that I'm not one of these drug addicts that you're regularly dealing with who have childhood experiences like these, that's the important thing. You can't just go, it's irrelevant because Aria defeated it. That's not the way this works, but that's effectively what they tried to do. But 603-283-6160. We have Alu on the line from Liberty Block. That's libertyblock.com. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
I agree with what you guys are all saying about those armchair lawyers, especially prevalent in the Liberty community, who say a lot with taxes, but also with speeding tickets and stuff. They tell us to challenge the jurisdiction and say the judges have no jurisdiction over us, and they say, you know, the IRS doesn't actually say you owe taxes, which, again, is BS, because I happen to know my friend Ian Freeman was convicted on a few things, including tax evasion.
Oh, but they didn't actually have to use any laws. They just had to convince a bunch of idiots called a jury that he did a thing. Their witness didn't even corroborate what they were trying to say. The thing about it is, I don't think that those people are wrong that we don't owe taxes. It's the federal tax. It's the tax on federal income. And if you don't make federal income, you actually don't owe it. The thing is, the practical matter of it.
I've heard that, but what I'm saying is either it's BS or it doesn't matter because the federal government will prosecute you if you don't pay your federal income tax.
Exactly.
I agree. I think that's the significant thing. Like, it doesn't matter if I have to pay it or not if I'm going to be prosecuted for not paying it.
Yeah.
Yep. Because the jury doesn't care. We'll never research the laws that they're going to get you on because they just get convinced. It's a popularity contest.
Well, the prosecutors get to tell them on what grounds to convict.
Yeah.
Right? They get to spell out, look, if you think this is accurate, they don't say, look, this is what the law says. They say, if you think this is a true statement, then you have to convict. And it doesn't matter if the law actually says that thing is illegal or not.
Sorry, Alu, I kind of felt like I cut you off.
Important, underrated thing that you guys know about now, but a lot of lay people don't really know about, is the jury instructions the judges give. I think they're supposed to essentially read the exact letter of the law and say, tell the jury, this is the law, and based on what you have heard during the trial, do you believe that this person violated the law as written? And they give them some instructions. That's a very important part. And a lot of appeals are actually done because the appeal is that the jury instructions by the judge was not proper. And then, you know, the appellate court will need to rule that that's the case or not. But so it's a very important part. I don't know exactly what the jury instructions were in this, you know, in this exact case with you and with Ian. And I don't know if it's public or not. I think it is.
It is. It's available on Pacer or Recap. I don't remember what they were now, but they argued a bit about at least some of the jury instructions, and they sort of came to an agreement. But, like, it's the agreement is coerced in the first place because, like, it's just like the jury selection. You only get some of what you want, and that, to me, is fundamentally flawed, right? How can you say this is a fair trial when you're allowed, when the prosecutors are allowed to pick people that they think are more likely to convict me? Shouldn't they be more interested in finding out the truth?
Right. But I know it.
But instead, they're playing their role all the way. Like, they're looking specifically for jurors that will convict.
Yeah, it's basically like sports for them. You know, they want their side to win.
And I don't know how that could possibly be construed as justice by anyone.
Yeah, I think there's pretty broad agreement, and that I explained a lot of this in my book, Presumed Guilty, that the jury system, again, it sounds democracy and awesome, and the people, there are peers, it sounds great, but if you actually think about it, the average 12 people who happen to be dumb enough to not know how to get out of jury duty is not really the best set of people to be judging, you know, when your life is on the line and judging the law and the facts of the law. I think there are some other countries that have, like, a three-judge panel. I think one or a few judges would be way better than juries for so many reasons. I think I talked about that and Presumed Guilty a little bit, because I think a jury is one of the worst ways to be deciding cases.
I agree.
Especially present day, you know, like maybe, you know, a few hundred years ago when it was, you know, actually your peers, people in your community that knew you. But I think nowadays it's just, and law has gotten so complex, and it's, the average person doesn't even know most of the law, you know?
Public school alone is a reason that we shouldn't have juries considering things for us, because we can see how much of a failure they are. People are actually just dumb now. Like, it's just a fact. People are stupid, and that's why they want the jury system to keep going on, because they can get as many guilties as they possibly could try to get, because people are just stupid and gullible.
My issue with it is with the peers part of it more than anything, right? Because what does peer mean? They want to try me before in front of a bunch of middle-aged people from New Hampshire. Well, those aren't my peers. They've never been my peers. You give me 12 trans anarchists on a jury. Those are my peers, man. Someone who have faced struggles and experiences similar to these struggles and experiences that I've had. Those sorts of people are my peers. But you can't just pick out 12 random people and say, well, these people are kind of sort of similar to our. Yeah, they're her peers. No, that's not what the word peer is supposed to mean. And I don't think that's what the founders meant when they gave us the right to a trial. But I don't have an issue with the jury trial as long as those 12 people or that number of people are my actual peers.
In Ian's trial, they kicked out somebody for owning Bitcoin. She was like, yes, I have Bitcoin.
Which makes you that one person a peer of Ian's.
But you wouldn't get kicked out for owning dollars in a case if it was about, you know, the same exact charges but dollars instead of Bitcoin. You wouldn't get kicked off jury for owning dollars. It doesn't make any sense.
That was completely ridiculous.
Someone mentioned that the prosecutor gets unlimited challenges, whereas the defense only gets one or two. Was that right?
No,
I don't think it's unlimited, but I think they get 6 and the defense gets 12 that they can
reject. No, they got 8 in defense. Oh, wait, they got 6 and defense got 8, but in Ian's case, for whatever reason, the judge gave them all 4 more. So they got 10 while Ian got 12.
Okay.
Something like that.
But yeah, it's certainly not unlimited, but I don't think the prosecutors should get picks in the first place.
Right. Shouldn't they consider any American, as long as, you know, somebody, the judge is the one that's going to throw out somebody for just having an obvious
conflict of interest.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Alu. The American justice system, it's broken, man. And Alu, of course, writes a lot of books about that. He will be at Fork Fest, and he will be selling some of his books there. He mentioned Presumed Innocent.
Presumed Guilty.
Presumed Guilty. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And that is, of course, one of those. Clearly, I have not read it. I know what it's about, though, because we talked about it a lot. And, you know, I'm familiar with the story, having gone through the federal system, but he will be at ForkFest and the Porcupine. Well, I don't know if he'll be at ForkFest, actually, but he will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival selling his books. I would highly recommend that. Well, while we're on the subject, I didn't really want to get into it, but I did have it. When we will be talking about the Grateful Dead thing, because that's a far more entertaining story than the one I've got here, but this one won't take long to really talk about. And there's not much more we can say about LSD and all that, but Trump was recently indicted, right, with 37 counts. Well, interestingly, Judge Eileen M. Cannon is the federal district court judge who has been assigned to preside over former President Donald Trump's classified documents case. And there's an issue with that in that she doesn't really have much experience running criminal trials because... She has been on the bench since November of 2020 when Trump appointed her for life after he lost his reelection. She had previously not served as any kind of judge, okay? Let's repeat that. This federal judge was appointed by Trump and had never been a judge before.
Was she a lawyer?
I don't know. Mm. But you would think that one wouldn't just start being a judge at the federal level,
yeah,
right?
You'd think you'd work your way up, maybe?
I like the idea of taking normal people and making them judges. I do like that.
Yeah.
I just... We did just do it with one random person.
Maybe she was
not.
Yeah. She's not really, though.
Oh, I didn't
do have pictures of her. Anyway, she had not previously served as any kind of judge. And because about 98% of federal criminal cases are resolved with plea deals... She has only had a limited opportunity to learn how to preside over a trial. So where is the judge school or whatever where she would learn how to preside over trial?
Plus, if she got appointed in 2020, the courts were even, shut down and things were getting pushed back.
So isn't it, I might be incorrect about this, but I thought that in order to be a judge, you first had to go to law school and, pass the bar and be a lawyer.
Apparently not.
But is that typically how it happens?
Am I making
that up? Or okay?
Yeah. And usually they get out of there, they get out of law school, and they go one of two directions. After doing their, I don't remember what it's called, but they either become a prosecutor and then a judge, or they become a defense attorney. Mm-hmm. And sometimes then a judge, but usually not. As far as I'm aware, almost all three of the federal judges in New Hampshire, used to be prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the case of most federal judges. They all used to be prosecutors. So, they are literally on the same team that the people trying to throw me in prison are on. And that's the fair court system that the United States offers us. Even if they weren't former prosecutors, the U.S. court system is still on the same team as the prosecutor because they're all the government.
Yep.
But this is worse, they graduate from the prosecutorial team into the judge team. And they're playing they're on the same college here, guys. They're partners. They're working together. And that's a fact. Anyway, so because of this lady not having any experience and because of 98% of all federal criminal cases being resolved with plea deals, she's never really had a trial. And her first trial is going to be with Donald Trump. So it's going to be a circus, and I don't think she knows how to handle it. But that's going to be fun to watch. 603-283-6160. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA USA News Update. Wall Street closed Wednesday with stocks mixed. This comes after the Federal Reserve announced it would be pausing its rate hiking campaign for the time being. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 232 points. The Nasdaq rose by 53. The Virginia teacher shot by her six-year-old student in January is out of a job.
An attorney for Abigail Zwerner claims she was fired and doesn't understand why. But a Newport News school district official says the 25-year-old informed them in March she wanted to resign and her contract ended Monday. Zwerner managed to evacuate her class before getting help for injuries. She since filed a $40 million lawsuit that accuses administrators of ignoring warnings hours earlier that the boy was armed. His mother faces state charges for not locking up her gun. She also pleaded guilty this week to federal charges. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, there's still time. 603-283-6160. And I guess this could be my last in-studio episode of Free Talk Live on this Galago prison. Ideally, I will be back on the 26th to do... I got to check my dates now. I think I will be back on the 26th.
I'm sure if you wanted to, we could ask somebody else to sit out that day.
Well, I'm on Mondays anyway, so it would just be you, me, and Ian, right?
No, I thought you were saying that, I don't know, you were checking which day of the week, but I was saying even if it was like
I am
Friday.
Because I thought it was the 26th that I was reporting to prison, but it's the 27th, but I'm reporting to prison. That's why I was checking the actual dates. But on the 26th, in theory, I could be on the show, but like that's like literally the day before I go to prison.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And that's assuming I'm going to be somewhere nearby that I can just drive to the next day. And that's looking pretty unlikely. So, I mean, I don't know. This could very well be my last in-studio episode before I go to prison. And it's not going to be my last episode because we're going to be doing some for ForkFest, obviously, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But it could actually be the last time I'm here in the studio doing a show until I'm in prison. That's the point at this process that we're at, right? Like, This is for sure going to be my last night in my house. Like the only place that I've ever really I've lived a lot of places, but I've never had a home before. But this place I'm at now, it's been my home for 6 years now. Well, and it's the only place I've ever had that felt like home. And this is my last night there before prison.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah. And like that's what I'm dealing with when I lead the show here tonight, right? And this has been my last week there and my last month there. And this is going to be my last night, to lie in bed and fall asleep with my cats laying on my sides, right? And with Azria sitting on the floor at the foot of the bed. Like, this is my last night to do that. It's heavy stuff, man. And it's always there. So this is why the clock down timer doesn't matter. The countdown timer doesn't matter because that's just where we're at with this anyway.
Yeah. How do you forget that you're going to federal prison?
Yeah, you don't. So anyway, that's what's going on. But I look forward to hanging out with you at Fork Fest. I say it's my last night in my bed with my cats. Obviously, they are going with me to Fork Fest, but I won't be in my bed then. And yes, that makes a big difference. I'll be in a hotel room bed, which isn't as comfy as and homey as my bed. But, you know, that's how these things are. And I will make it out of the other side, and I will, you know, live. Let's go to the phones. Get into something a little more cheery than this. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. She can always be counted on to brighten the day, if nothing else. Sarah's not going to call in and make me more sad and more depressed, usually. Right, Sarah? What's on your mind tonight?
I think about something positive, like this super antioxidant called the exoxanthin. And it's spelled starting with an X. So it took me a long time to figure out how to pronounce it. Exoxanthin. So the salmon has exoxanthin and it has a pink color. So it's supposed to be really good for your skin.
Like salmon.
It helps.
Me too.
You hate salmon, but it's got exoxanthin.
No, she said she likes it.
Yeah, I like salmon.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be like a really healthy for you.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Because of this exoxanthin, the pink color.
I don't think that's why. So, but
yeah, right. That is why.
The amino acids, too. I mean, it's very high in aminos and
omega-3s and all that.
Sarah, this seems to be spelled with an A.
Sarah doesn't.
Omegas, that's what I was thinking of, because all proteins have amino acids.
It's astaxanthin. Super.
Yeah, it starts with an A and an X, right? It's got an X somewhere.
It's A-S-T-A, and then there's an X. A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N.
Sarah, you're calling in about this thing, and you said it started with an X, but you don't seem to know what you're talking about. I feel betrayed and let down.
Well, it was so hard for me to pronounce. I knew that it had an X. I seen it, but I didn't know where it was in the word. So, but the thing is that I wonder how they make supplements out of it. That's my curiosity.
Well, this here says it's natural. It naturally occurs in salmon.
They take the salmon and they squeeze it really, really hard until all the juice comes out, and then they put that in a pill, Sarah.
Then they throw it back to the ocean.
Yeah.
No
animals. That's how that works.
Wait a minute. Is that the only way that they get this exoxanthin? Or there has to be some other form?
Yes, I happen to be a highly paid expert on the subject, and they just squeeze them very hard. It's quite horrific. You can almost hear the salmon scream. It's quite it's quite awful. Sarah, I have no idea how they make this stuff. I'm not a paid expert on this. I have no idea how. It's almost certainly not by squeezing the salmon, though. But thank you so much for the call tonight. It might be.
This stuff sounds pretty freaking cool. It makes me want to eat more salmon. I'm reading about it.
I love salmon.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to eat salmon when I leave here tonight. I wasn't planning on it, but now I'm like, oh,
no, you have to.
Ian had fish tonight, too. I had chicken. And
I was going to make ahi tuna after this. So, or force Matt to do it for me.
Yeah, just I don't want to like spend a whole bunch of time like reading it, but I couldn't find how they get it out. It mostly mentions it in food and crustaceans and algae. So,
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. We do have other callers on the line, though. We have Jet on the line. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I just I tuned in a little bit ago, and you guys were talking about these beasters that are just making your life terrible. I hate to throw you back into that, but I got to tell you, I don't get angry very easily. But when I hear about that, when I think about these people who think somehow that they have a right to put people, you know, behind bars for stupid things, it just grinds me so badly, so just burns me deep in my soul. And there was another thing you were talking about, taxes. Well, I have, as well as reading the Bible, I read tax code, and there is nothing in any code that obligates any human being to pay any tax anywhere. It's just all a bunch of bogus nonsense.
Probably, but I mean, it doesn't matter because they're going to arrest you for it. But
yeah,
I don't find anger. It's not worth feeling angry about, right? Like, these people are going to do what they want to do, and if anger is not an appropriate, it's not a helpful response to this. It's not going to cause anything good to happen.
I don't know.
Angry about it.
I don't know. If tens of thousands of us got a little angry, there wouldn't be these monkeys running around thinking that they somehow have the right to ruin everybody's life. I mean, it just, there is no one. I mean, we're all the same. We're all just basic humans, and no one has any more rights than anybody else.
Absolutely.
So when someone decides that they're going to stop someone, handcuff them, take them off somewhere into a cage and all that, the people who are doing that are mentally ill. Mm-hmm. They honestly believe in their mind that they have a right to do things to other people, and they don't any more than you or I would have.
Believe their God has bestowed them with the right, their God of democracy and this concept of the state that they're a representative of, you know, just like the priests of the old. They firmly believe that their God has bestowed them with the righteous authority to be his hand on the earth. And that's how they justify this. They don't think they're better than me, but they do think that they represent something better than me.
And of course, everything you guys are saying is absolutely correct, but it's just, we all have to make that personal decision. Like, are you, you know, like, of course, no one wants to pay taxes, but are you willing to go to jail over that? And I think, you know, everyone has to make that decision, because right now it is, and of course, if we get, you know, everyone to stand up and stop paying taxes and, you know, to all claim, like, the state is not legitimate, that would be great. But at this point, I don't think we have the numbers, and I think a lot of people...
Here's how you do this. Here's how you start that wave rippling, is when anybody brings up the idea that there needs to be some law or there needs to be somebody in charge, ask them, who is it that you think should be in charge? Should it be me? And of course, if I would ask them, they always say, no, of course not. Someone who believes in their mind that they are somehow morally superior, intellectually superior.
I don't think that's going to fix the problem that Nikki outlines, which is a numbers issue, right? And we knew this. I knew this. Ian knew this. This is why I made the video, How to Sell Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
I knew that if the peer-to-peer selling of cryptocurrency was going to remain free, and the way to distribute cryptocurrency and to allow the average person to get cryptocurrency without a few mega corporations controlling the on-ramps to cryptocurrency, then we didn't just need me and Ian and a handful of others out there selling Bitcoin, distributing Bitcoin. We needed tens of thousands of people. So I made a video explaining to people exactly how to do this. And I got to tell you, Jet, we lost, man. We lost. We raised our armies. We laid out our troops, and we lost. And
I don't think so.
And we did. Local Bitcoins has closed. Agora Market is closing. Recently, yesterday, someone posted in our Matrix chat that they arrested someone who sold cash Monero by mail, and it was completely anonymous, and they busted this guy, and of course someone else was like, sounds like a market opportunity. It sounds like we lost the war, man. We lost the war to keep cryptocurrency decentralized and peer-to-peer. Sorry, it sucks. I hate it as much as you do. I'm going to prison, and the thing I fought for got defeated anyway. So yeah, I'm fully aware that we lost this war, and it sucks, man. It sucks to look around Keene and see the crypto mecca that it used to be, and to know what it used to be, and to see these decaying, dying remnants around. Well, you might find someone who has cryptocurrency that they might sell you, and you might find someone who accepts cryptocurrency, but you're probably not going to.
We outnumber these beasters tens of thousands to one, and when people finally figure it out, it's
It's going to happen. Something's going to happen. It's happened before in history, and it's going
to
happen.
I mean, I got to agree with Jet in the one thing that the solution, if there's going to be one at all, is going to be words, like convincing other people of the morality of the thing. It's just that I think you're like making it sound a little simple, and that's what's kind of frustrating Nikki and Arya, because all of us agree, or else we wouldn't be doing this show.
Yeah.
That spreading the ideas and that we believe in is,
like, honestly, the thing is, like, yeah, I do agree, like, it's spreading the word is very important, but what's unfortunate is I think, yeah, we do technically have numbers if it's like us versus them. But it seems like, based on what I've done, because listen, I've been spreading the message of peace and freedom. Like, everyone I meet, like, I try to, you know, plant these little seeds. A lot of people like to have the state taking care of them. They like paying taxes. They like having rulers. And it is really frustrating, because it's like, oh, well, if I just told people about peace and freedom and anarchy, like, if they just truly knew what it was and what it meant, then they would totally, like, think exactly like me, but I don't think everyone does, and that doesn't mean, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be negative, and, like, I still believe we should be spreading the word, and, you know, maybe one day we can get to that point, but, like, I'm...
Go ahead, Jack. I'll keep popping out two questions. Number one, where does anyone get the right to rule over another man? Number two, if someone does, who is it? Tell me.
Well, they believe they believe it's divine right. God gives them that right. The democracy is just the newest version of that, where previously they believed that the king was given the right by God to rule over. Now it's exactly the same, except the God isn't the Christian one, or Yahweh, or Jehovah, or whatever you want to call him. It's the state. It's democracy. It's this more slippery, intangible idea that's not even a person that you could even in theory hold accountable. It's just this vague concept that they get to define.
Those two questions.
Yep.
Just keep pumping out those two questions to people. You know, what gives another man the right to rule over another, and if so, who?
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Jet. They have all of the mental gymnastics that they need to get around those questions. It's not going to give them any pause.
The other thing is, I don't think that the average person is ever going to give you this opportunity unless you just come bring it up to them, and then they're definitely not going to... Like, the average person isn't contemplating that thing. He said, like, if they're ever asking, well, they're probably never going to be, but...
They'll go, we live in a society. We have to have a government. The government has the right to rule over you. That's all there is to it, and that's the end of the conversation. And then you're going, well, how do you define government, or what gave government the right? They're not going to engage in that.
People don't care. I do. Like, I try to plant small seeds, you know, like, I meet friends who, you know, are statists, and I try to kind of bring them to the side of liberty, but it's a slow thing. Like, you slowly have to plant seeds, because I can't just be like, let me unleash all of this knowledge on you, and then you'll definitely be an anarchist, right? No, they'll think you're crazy, and then they won't give you any time of day. You have to, like, tastefully and, like, deliberately introduce people to things. And yeah, some people are ready. Like, they're just like, oh my gosh, this all totally makes sense.
On that note, though, at my hearing, on the courthouse steps, one person said, F the government. It wasn't an anarchist. It was one of my coworkers.
Yeah.
So, like, it is a slow process, but I've been working with them for 5 years, and it wasn't one of the libertarians who moved here as part of the Free State Project who stood on the courthouse and said, F the government. It was just a coworker of mine that I had slowly over the years influenced.
Yeah.
Recently this like young, probably in his 20s guy from Boston messaged me on Twitter, and at first I didn't even want to respond because I thought he was trying to ask me a gotcha question. He literally just wrote, why shouldn't we pay taxes? Because my bio says don't pay taxes. And I ignored him at first, and then after a couple of hours I went back and I was just like, I answered his question. And
same reason you don't feed the bears.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna, you know, be like, well, what about this? Haha, I gotcha.
Okay.
But he ended up going, like, thank you so much for the explanation. The reason I asked is because I live in Boston, and taxes are just so much more noticeable here, he said, that I started wondering. And I had looked at his page. He had, like, stuff about, like, him holding a protest sign that was pro-unions and stuff like that. He was a total leftist-looking guy in Boston. But he said he just has never had anyone give him an open explanation of why they think the way I do. And he's been wondering himself. And, yeah, I don't know, that just for, like,
nice.
Really... I don't know. Give me
and
hope.
I think that's important, right? Like, we can't just be preaching to the choir every day. Like, that does nothing.
Right.
You know, like, you have to reach out to other people and be open. And I think there's so much, like, judgmentalness, if that's even a word. But people are very judgmental, right? They're like, oh, well, I can't even talk to leftists. And I, you know, I can't even talk to this kind of people. And, you know, I don't want to even associate with them. But if you break all, down all of those labels and realize that we're all just people, I think that really helps actually doing something to spread the message of peace and freedom.
Agreed entirely. Let's keep going with the phone. 603-283-6160. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, the astaxanthin in the supplements, it comes from, they extract that from the algae.
Hmm.
What is that process like?
Just to continue that thought, I have no idea, but basically, it's the algae that the salmon are eating, and then it's, you know, getting into their flesh or whatever. So they're in the supplements, they get that from the algae. I used to take it. I think it's probably a good supplement if you don't overdo it, but I don't take it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So
well, thanks for the info.
Just for the sake of it. I was looking for a show topic that you guys had the other week, but I couldn't find it anywhere on Odyssey. It was about, it was something like when pets aren't your friends. Would you mind, sorry, but would you just mind like letting me know what that was all about? Because I'm kind of curious.
I don't remember. That was on a Sunday night show. But honestly, I can't even remember what the actual topic was that we were talking about.
Okay. That's
yeah,
all right.
Ari and I are not on that night.
But yeah, but that show is on Odyssey, so if you want to
listen
to it.
Okay. All right. Okay,
thank you so much for the call tonight. I miss the old Free Talk Live where the search function really worked. Like, you could enter a topic and you could find all of the episodes of the show that dealt with that topic, if it was in the show notes, granted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the big things with the website redesign and all that was that it would have been great to have some way of automatically figuring out what a show is about, because our show notes are not perfect. Like, we've talked about all sorts of things tonight that could get tagged in the show notes, but that we didn't put down there. Like, just little brief one-off things that we talked about for 30 seconds before, like pleadils.
Is astaxanthin in there?
No, of course not. Or astaxanthin, or countless other subjects that, in theory, some artificial intelligence could say, okay, it could make note of and add that to the show notes, and then that would be searchable. But at the moment, no such thing exists and probably won't exist for a very long time. And by the time AI can do that, then AI will just be doing the show, so it won't matter anyway, because I will have been replaced by an artificial intelligence pretending to be me and doing a better job of being me than I'm doing. So maybe I've already been replaced by an artificial intelligence. And even I don't know it. Maybe I am the artificial intelligence that replaced
me. Wow, that's heady.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It, obviously, that's not the case. But you, listener out there, you don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence, how far is it really? I don't know. I don't think it's far enough to do that yet, though, but it's getting there. There are already podcasts that do this sort of thing.
I put in my show prep that I didn't even bring in for today, but I found this article about the Beatles are making another album using an AI is there. They took samples of John Lennon's voice and AI is, you know, replacing John Lennon. So we already have AI John Lennon. So,
yeah, I mean, Ian listened to one. I don't know if it's the same exact one you're talking about that did a quote unquote new Beatles song. And it was like, it's pretty believable. It was like kind of silly in a way. Like, I don't know, like they wouldn't have said these words because they were just silly. There's like, they just chose random things.
I don't know.
Thought the Beatles would say.
Paul McCartney is the actual one that I was talking about. Paul McCartney was working on it. Like, I think it's
cool.
It's just Paul and Ringo left, but
okay.
Yeah, this
was interesting.
Just the one me and Ian listened to.
Yeah,
was
just
like
an AI one. Yeah.
What do you think a Beatles song sound like? And it was funny because it was like silly.
One of the YouTubers I like watching, he's been doing content for like 10 years, but he recently started doing this new series where he like pretends to interview someone else. And I don't remember who he recently did, and it's not very important, but I almost feel bad for the guy because that would have been good 10 years ago. But now artificial intelligence is already giving us fake podcasts where, like, Joe Rogan interviews Steve Jobs or whatever. And it's like, artificial intelligence is already writing scripts that are believable for what both of these people would say, and it's mimicking their voices, right? Like, your little impersonation on YouTube, it's meaningless now. It's 10 years too late. I'm sorry.
I mean, I haven't listened to all of them, but I listened to one with Terrence McKenna and some other person, and a Terrence McKenna interview recorded in the 90s is still 100% more interesting. I mean, it's like the AI is just saying what it thinks Terrence McKenna was saying. It's like, oh, yeah, that's so believable, and it sounds like him, and but it isn't, like, actually logical, like, because they don't really have that.
It's not perfect, certainly, yeah. And it's got a long way to go, but it's going to get there, and it's going to get there very, very quickly, I think. And I feel bad for these artists who are like, no, AI art, bad, and whatever, because I'm like, it's going to, you
have to adapt.
Yeah, you can be that old man yelling at that cloud all you want, but it's going to replace you all the same.
It's the same thing with the beats machines, with the drums. And, you know, I do get it. One of my favorite drummers, he has a sticker on something that says, drum machines have no souls. And, I mean, I have to agree with that statement, but as an artist and as a musician, you can only fight stuff like that for so long. I mean,
I actually feel bad for drummers in today's music. Like Metallica, they could not have won. Like, if you don't use a drum machine, or if you don't quantize it, or using any of these other things, you get accused of being sloppy. And if you play perfectly, you get accused of doing those things.
Yeah, it's like you can't do
it. Yeah, you cannot win. You're either accused of using it and not using it, or you're using it and not getting accused of it. Whatever.
I really enjoy live shows, and I want to see a drummer on stage. You know, I want to see a full band. That's what I want to see. I'm also super old-fashioned, and I listen to vinyls and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm assuming most 25-year-olds... They want to see a DJ, and they want to see, like, glowing lights and stuff. They want to go to raves and stuff, but, I mean,
that's my
I'm with the
issue
old
with
guys
Rage
on
of
this
Light
thing.
Is that their little techno-metal thing is really good, but it's impossible for a drummer to actually play. And, like, I listen to some hardcore metal drummers like the Agonists and stuff like that. Like, these dudes who are nuts with their drums, and I listen to Rage of the Light, like, dude, it's literally not possible for a drummer to keep the double bass going that fast for that long.
Wouldn't the Beatles have gotten this kind of, attacks too, though? Like, John Lennon was one of the first people to mess with synthesizers, and the Beatles is classic, amazing music, so, I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't call Beatles amazing, but that's my personal opinion.
I love the Beatles.
But we're out of time for tonight. You can join us at ForkFest tomorrow, or online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.